Good morning. I am Bill Spadia with you until 10 o'clock this morning. Target Jersey, taking your calls, 1-800-283-101.5. As I was saying, we're off to a very violent, violent start in 2022. Last year, according to a report released by the FBI to CNN, 73 police officers died in felonious killings in the line of duty. These are line of duty deaths that were intentional attacks on cops. 73 in 2021. That is the highest recorded total that the FBI has reported since 1995. Outside, of course, of the 9/11 attacks. So now you're going back 25 years. And this year we're off to a terrible start with shootings. We saw three cops shot in St. Louis. We saw our two cops shot in St. Louis earlier this week, three cops shot in Houston yesterday, the two cops shot in Harlem, both have died. Now, something's got to stop. Something's got to turn. And I'll tell you something. Disgusting. Everybody who identifies with Black Lives Matter owes every police officer an apology today for the outrageous comments that they were mad in the midst of laying these heroes to rest. Black Lives Matter was mad that they were hailed as heroes. Let's go to Heather Darling, who is the Morris County surrogate. Good morning, Heather. Always good to hear from you. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm really really concerned about the trend in this country and the state when it comes to law enforcement.
So I caught the tail end of your last segment, and I heard what you said right now while I was holding. And I have to tell you, the first thing we need to do for our men and women in blue is we need to stand up for them. We need our elected officials to stand up and say, enough with the defunding, enough with the rhetoric, enough with it all. These men and women are just like you and I. They get up in the morning and they get dressed, but they put on a different uniform. You and I go behind a desk. They go and answer a call, just like two officers in Harlem. They go to something where they're running in to help, and instead their lives are taken when they're well-intentioned. This whole smear campaign against the police, the BLM rhetoric, everything, it needs to end. So that's my position on that. It's really horrific. And, you know, it's pervasive. We're watching this throughout the country. We're watching our men and women be not protected. We're watching our citizens not be protected. Yeah. Meanwhile, we're watching the border wide open. We're watching people come into our cities. I got three emails yesterday regarding something in Madison where these people that are being flown in from the border are being sent to their town. And now all of a sudden people are waking up in the suburbs and realizing that, like you said, Houston, Harlem, other places where these things have happened before, Chicago, people executed in a drug house. You know, this is something that's gone on, but now it's coming to the suburbs, and our local police departments are, I think, not prepared financially for this, and we need to stand up and get behind them.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I think that, you know, it's thankfully we have elected officials like you, Heather, that get it and stand up for these cops, and I know, and I hope there's a lot more ahead for you in the future, because I can tell you, New Jersey needs strong leaders like you, articulate people who get it, who are willing to sacrifice in the political arena in order to stand up for the sacrifice that's being made by these cops every single day. You're spot on with that. And look, it's a message that has to be heard. And as I've said and you've said, I mean, literally the foundation of our community is having strong law enforcement. That's the only way you can deal with the crimes that are committed, the people that would take from others, hurt others without even thinking about it, without remorse, without regret. You've got some really bad actors out there, and thank God we've got cops willing to stand up. So Heather, I know, and I hope we're going to hear a lot more from you in the future. You and I will talk soon. Thank you. Have a great rest of your day. Enjoy the weekend.